This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast. Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and it is Sunday, and I'm very, very excited to be on with you to record the word that the Lord has given me for today. I could record every day, but I feel like you guys would get tired of seeing me. I know some of you, when I did allow comments, was like, if you record every day, we will listen every day. I feel like you're going to get sick of me, because after a while, you know, you can only take so much of the rod, and then you're like, you know. So, hello, Prophecy Now podcast listeners. I do not try to leave you out. I love you guys. I know you're listening from all kinds of different places, and I love having you on the podcast platform also. And so, welcome everybody. Now, a couple of things very quickly is, number one, we start our monthly fast today. As you know, we have a fast. I usually do a fast monthly. I've been doing that for about 5 years. Well, when I was a lead pastor, we did a lot of things. We didn't always do a fast monthly, but kind of what we did was 21 to 40 days beginning of the year. And then throughout the year, at pivotal times throughout the year, not always monthly, we would do another fast. We would do another 21-day fast, or I'd have everybody do a 7 days, no food or whatever. So we fast all year, and then we fast towards the last quarter again. So lots of fasting, but it's necessary, you guys. Today starts 8/18. Today's 8/18, guys. Keep your eyes peeled for what God's doing. Keep your eyes peeled and your spirit paying attention and open to what is God saying this weekend. What have you been dreaming about? What have you been battling? What have you been facing? All those kinds of things. So typically, I'm giving you a little homework. So what I do when I'm coming into times and dates that the Lord, I know, has been showing me on the clock constantly. And it might have to do with scripture and not have to do with the actual date, but literally it usually does. So at this point, I haven't had anything weird happen today, but I'm not opposed to the Lord waiting until 11:59, which I'll be asleep. And then he'll have to wake me up, and then he'll tell me all about it, because he'll make me wait all day. So, but sometimes he loves me, and he lets it happen first thing in the morning, which is what happened on the 8th, 8:08 on the clock, constantly seeing it. By 10:30 a.m., I was like, wow, you're good, God. You're amazing. Wow. Like, sometimes that's all I've got, you guys. He is so good. He is so on time. He's very protective, and doesn't leave us the way we are. Amen. And sometimes what he brings is a rod. We don't always like that, but we should. We have to get to where we do, because it is the only way you're going to truly become the remnant, his pure, spotless bride, and be completely de-wrinkled and stain free. You know, I've had these talks with you. So, fasting helps facilitate all that the Lord wants to do. And so we're starting today because it's the 18th. Now, as I said, he hasn't shown me anything. It was right first thing on the 8th, but I'm not opposed to, there's still a whole day left of the 18th. So I'm excited for what gets revealed. So my normal routine, which is your guys' homework, is, and just so you know, a lot of times how I talk to you guys is how I talk to my school of ministry students. I'm always teaching them. And so I might be releasing a prophecy, but I'm also going to teach you. If you don't want to be taught anything, I'm the wrong channel. I'm the wrong ministry to follow. I'm not an 8-minute prophet. I don't hop on and say what you want to hear about the current news. I will say something if God's told me to, but I'm here to release times and seasons and then prepare the body. I'm not a 9-minute or 8-minute prophet. Jesus is not a microwave. He's a crock pot. He's very much a crock pot, you guys. So I know this for a fact. He'll let dreams brew in me for years and years and years. Okay. So leading up to important dates like today. So the last couple of days, I went back through my dream journal and I've been like, okay, God, what have you been showing me in my dreams? What have you been speaking? What have you been releasing? How much of it is for me? How much is it for the body of Christ? Typically what he shows me is for me. Always I check myself. Then I go to the body of Christ because it ends up being a word for the body of Christ. And so, and I've been asking the Lord the last few days, you know, what word do you have for me to release on the 18th? Because I knew I was going to release a word today. And the word is amazing, you guys. And it's a word actually that he gave me. Let me see. 2/12/24. 23. So he gave it to me, 2/12/23. And so, I'm excited to release it. I've been sitting on it. And then he's been telling me the last 3 days, Liberty, go back to that word. And you're probably thinking, how do you remember when you get words and dreams every day? I don't know. It's the Holy Spirit, you guys. The Lord will say whatever, and then I'll be like, what are you speaking right now? And then boom, he brings back to me a dream I had 2 years ago, or that I've never released a word about, or he brings back to me a word I received in 2023. And then all of a sudden he'll tell me the title and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. So then I'll go back through my journal till I find it. And usually as soon as he says it, I can remember the season that he gave it to me in. I know it's weird, but this is what we do, you guys. So, but be watching for what he's doing, because today's the 18th and it is pivotal. And I also, and this is not to get your money, you guys, I already talked to you about releasing an extravagant gift in this season. Many of you have taken up the challenge. Many of you emailed me and said you were going to give an extravagant gift. For some people, $500 is an extravagant gift. For some people, wiping out your bank account is $50. For others, $100,000 or $500,000 is an extravagant gift. Whatever you have, you need to sow it. And I'm saying that because I sowed an extravagant gift and I received a 6-time return on what I sowed already. And I'm trusting for the other 94. Because I declare it, you guys. Sow your seed, because this is a season. It's important in the Jewish culture. Also, during this season, they sow a seed. You give, and it's your expectation of the return of the abundance and the provision. And so, and I recommend wherever you sow a seed, it doesn't need to be me. It can be to another ministry. It can be to someone, still you know, paying off their building or building a new building or a ministry that's just getting launched or whatever it is, you guys, just give to the Lord. The air is drying out my throat. But I need it because I will die because it is Florida and it's sweaty. Okay. So give a gift, you guys. I'm telling you right now, you're going to see this word today. Do it immediately and be obedient. If you think about it too long, you are not going to give. Literally, you're not going to give. You're going to talk yourself out of it. I've had people email me and they're like, well, I thought I was supposed to do this, but then I have this bill coming and then, you know, this and then what am I supposed to do? Like it's like a mentor question. And I always tell them, obey. And they're like, well, yeah, but if I do that, then this and this could go wrong. That don't matter. If he said it, do it. You trust him with the outcome. We obey. In faith, we obey. You have to trust what he tells you to do. You hear his voice or you don't. And I've had people, I had a student, one that does have ability to message me. And she messaged me and she's like, I feel like the Lord told me I'm supposed to give all my money away. And she's like, am I hearing right? And I was like, probably, you better do it. And she was like, well, I keep feeling like, you know, because she tithes and gives offering and all that. And she gives to our ministry. But she's like, well, who am I giving it to? I was like, well, what's been on your heart? And she's like, well, Israel. And I was like, okay, you better do it. And she was like, well, I feel like God's been telling me for like a week. But then I was like, am I really supposed to do that? And I said, that's your flesh. He actually does tell us to do things like that. It sounds lulu, but we're really supposed to obey, you guys. So she did. She literally wiped out her bank account and gave all her money away to Israel. And guess what happened? Dun, 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 drum roll. She had a car given to her. She did not have a car. Free and clear. Sow your seed. Sow your seed, okay? Because this is considered a time of coming into the abundance, coming into the preparation to receive extra blessing, extra provision. So sow a seed. If you need ideas, as I've said before, email the ministry. Everything's going directly through the website. Email info@spiritmove.global. That's the whole email. And we will send you a list of ministries I trust and follow and respect highly. And I'll send you links to things that they're raising money for or that they, you know, you can give to. And also I have links to give directly to the right people in Israel that are on the ground there and they're doing the work. And you can subscribe to their emails and keep up with what's happening in Israel. Okay, so contact me and I will be happy to give you all that information, okay? Sow a seed. It's the 18th. It's necessary. I sowed my seed yesterday. And so sow your seed. Now coming into that, this was not a pre-announcement because I'm raising money for Pakistan. For real, you guys, sow a seed. If you know me at all and you've been following me and you've been to any of my events, I'm the real deal. You already know that. There's no manipulation. I'm being real. Sow a seed. Okay. Pakistan. I go to Pakistan in October. We are going to be doing one very large crusade. The expectation is 200,000 to 300,000 people. That will be one huge crusade we're doing. Then I will be doing a pastor's conference. And this will be before the crusade. And the Lord has told me, Liberty, I don't want you to just go do a crusade. I want you to focus on basically what I do, which is times and seasons, preparing the body, preparing the bride. And so he said, I want you to go in and pour into those who are already saved and fill them with the fire, prepare them to be unshakable in the nation of Pakistan. So I'm going to be doing a pastor's conference And pouring in times and seasons, unshakable, the rod, it's got to happen, and the fire, impartation of fire, and just bring the glory to them. Amen. And so we're doing both of those. We have to raise $110,000 to cover the cost. All of that is for everything in Pakistan. We have to cover everything. We have to pay to go. I might go somewhere and speak and I get an offering or a gift, an honorarium, and then my flight covered and my hotel and all that. That's America. When you go outside of America, you have to raise your own, that you have to pay to go. No one's paying me to go. I have to pay to go. And so we need $110,000 to do everything that we want to accomplish, plus the flights for me and a few team members for security, because I don't travel anywhere alone. And so if you want to give to Pakistan, you can go to the website, and then you can go through Tithely, PayPal, Cash App, but we're raising $110,000. And I'm trusting the Lord. He's never failed me, and we're going to go, and we're going to do all that he's called me to do there, and that will be in mid-October. And so very, very excited about that. So start the fast today through Saturday. Fast whatever he leads you to fast. I always feel like you should add food in there. Always there should be some kind of food. And then do other things. No social media, no coffee or tea or caffeine, or get rid of all sugar, you know. Fast something that you would typically do every day. Social media is a good one. Yep. Just delete them off your phone. Just saying. I don't, because I have to keep up my channels and I don't always do it. I'm not the one that typically posts everything. I usually post every now and then, and you'll see, because it'll be random. But I do like to see what's going on with the channels, so I have those on there. But on my personal page, if you notice, you never see nothing, because I don't post nothing. So just delete them from your phone. It feels good for like 6 days. Okay, are you guys ready? So I'm not for sure what I'm calling this word yet. If you're watching this video, you already know, because it's on the thumbnail. But it's probably going to have something to do with, the reckoning, the shaking, the judgment, because this is a word. As you know, I've released several words since 2022 about recompense and the reckoning. And so let me just start by saying, if you've been following me for a while, many of you remember the dream I had about Lucille Ball. I do not know why, because I was not even old enough. Anything I would have seen with her in it was massive reruns, okay? But I had a dream that Lucille Ball, and this is the short, super short version, Lucille Ball came to me. And she had like two security guards. It was super funny, because she was like from heaven, like dead, you guys. So she came to me, but it was not her. It was like an angel, an impartation, because Lucille means light, ball of light. Okay, I'm not going to go into all that, but okay. It was like they were an angel bringing me a message. But why they came in the form of Lucille Ball, I do not know. I will ask Jesus later if I remember. But she came to me, and she basically said, the Lord wants you to know he loves you very much, Liberty, and he sent me all the way from heaven to give you this word. And the word is judgment and reckoning and recompense is coming to your enemies. The Lord has kept an account of every person who's lied about you, who has slandered, who has basically treated you like dirt, who has not been for you, who has been jealous of you and then treated you like dirt, or has been in Jezebel, Absalom, whatever. I've been in ministry since I was 20 years old. So there's a list. And basically the message from heaven was, you need to know God has been watching and the return is about to come. The enemy, your enemies, those who have positioned themselves to come against my anointed ones on the earth, are about to receive their recompense. We're coming into the season of that. And so you already know I released that over 2 years ago, and the Lord gave me several other words that were with that word. And so a version of it, just whatever he's speaking, you guys, it's, he does what he wants. I just obey and I release what he tells me in the moment. But here's the thing. We are not about to see. It's not a preparation. You need to have already been being prepared, because the shaking, not necessarily, it's already on the body of Christ. It's been happening. This is the 10-year moment, you guys. But what I'm talking about is the recompense shaking, where there's a different form of shaking coming to our enemies, the enemies of Christ, the enemies of the body of Christ. And that's a form of the return of everything that was stolen being returned to you. But at the same time, you have to understand there's a shaking, and people want to be like, Jesus is all love. He's just, you know, we can't say mean things like that. Like, oh, you know, he's going to get our enemies. Yes, he is. It's biblical. Read your Bible. He is very clear that do not mess with my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. He's very clear. Read the word. And so when I say something, I'm literally telling you what it says. There's a biblical foundation to everything I'm telling you. You may not want to hear it, but it does not make it less biblical. So Jesus is not a Jesus people, not that that wasn't a great movement, a Jesus people guru. He was not the guru of love. Everything's peace and love. No, he does love us, but he disciplines those he loves. And there's a little bit harder, you know, action that has to be taken when there's those that would be considered enemies of God, but we want to see them saved, you guys, because even if someone has done you wrong, you want to see them saved. And sometimes they think they're saved, and that's really sad. They are not saved, you guys. They think they're saved. They're not saved. They haven't truly accepted Christ. They don't live like Christ. They don't act like Christ. There's no Christ-like purity, holiness, integrity. They're full of the Jezebel spirit. They're full of gossip. They're a wasp. They're a bunch of bees and wasps out there. And they think they're Christians. They think they're going to heaven. But they're living on religion. You guys, I could go all day on this. I'm going to keep going. But the thing is we want them saved, you guys. This is the point. But the Lord told me, Liberty, the next season of the shaking of the enemies, those that are my enemies, not my, they become my enemies because Christ is in me, but they're actually Jesus's enemies. According to his word, he told his disciples, when they come against you, they're not coming against you. They're coming against me in you. And so he doesn't like that too well. And he'll put up with it for a little while. Then there's a buildup. And then he's like, okay, I'm about to take the axe to some people. And so this shaking, you guys, is going to bring a lot of different outcomes. Death, sickness, and we've seen plague already. That's been a lot of years, you guys. COVID was, there was other plagues much worse than COVID. And so the thing is we don't wish that on our enemies. We leave it to God as we just go and we fly with Jesus. We let the naysayers, we let them fall off to the side. They don't distract us. They don't affect us. They have no power over us and they can't stop us because Jesus is in us and Jesus is King. And at the end of the day, he will get his way on the earth and those he's chosen to use, especially the anointed ones and the true prophets and apostles and pastors and those that are really have been anointed for such a time as this. It doesn't mean we're not going to keep having lies, slander, attack. That comes with the territory. But at the same time, there is a recompense. And it is upon our enemies. It has already begun. And so you're going to get news. You're going to hear things. And you're going to be like, it's going to break your heart, you guys. These are your moments to pray for people. Pray for their salvation. It can be hard to do that when somebody has hurt you and you want to have an attitude like, get them, God. No, get them, Holy Spirit. Get them salvation. Because at the end of the day, you want to see them saved. If you're truly a Christ follower, you want to see them saved and delivered. You want them to get out of their deception and be set free. Real Christians, that's how we're supposed to think about our enemies. But at the same time, God will and is going to allow painful things to wake them up. And it's unfortunate, but it's biblical, you guys. It's 100% biblical. And so this is the word that he gave me. He kept speaking to me over and over. Liberty, read Luke 22. Read Luke 22. And this was the word from 2021. 2:12:23. Or 23, not 21. 2:12:23. Luke 22, 19 through 22. And he took bread and gave thanks. You guys, just track with me, okay? He took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which I give to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined. But woe to that man whom he has betrayed. So right there, that pretty much says it all, Judas. And so it is biblical for enemies to be dealt with. And woe. And so this is what the Lord gave me those verses. And I'll explain to you in a minute why he gave me the communion verses with it. And man, there was so much glory. And he was like, Liberty, woe to those who are the betrayers. Woe to those who would come against God's anointed ones and those who would do the prophets harm. This is a phase and a part of the reckoning that is coming and is here. Woe to that man or woman. Woe. This is what he was saying to me. I'm just writing down what he told me. Woe. The reckoning's goal is to bring true salvation and repentance. Their end will be just like Judas if repentance doesn't come. Jesus says, woe. And I was just like, whoa. And I sat there and I could feel the weight, you guys. Woo! I can feel the glory. I could feel the weight of even the shock on Jesus's heart and mind at the lengths people will go to do evil and to harm his anointed ones, to harm his prophets, to harm those who have been chosen for such a time as this on the earth. I could feel his heart of just, what in the world is wrong with people? You know, what is wrong? You know, he knows, but he's literally saying, whoa, your end will be, our enemy's end is going, and I'm just saying it, you guys, people want to hear the Jesus love guru, Jesus guru. That's not, he brings a rod and he disciplines those he loves. And he definitely deals with enemies that are enemies of the cross. Wickedness only lasts for a season. It is biblical. And so the word is very clear that he gave me. Their end will be like Judas if they do not fully repent for all the harm that they have tried to do to his chosen ones. And see, a lot of times people don't want to accept that people that they're harming are chosen ones, because then they would have to repent. Then they would have to feel stupid. Then they would be super embarrassed. Good. This is what needs to happen. Because anyone who's walking in those activities of the slander, the gossip, all the things, the bringing a wedge, the division, just lies, all lies, you guys. Anyone who's participating in that does not really know Christ. They think they do. They actually think they're being him. The whole time, they're being the devil. And they're coming against God's chosen ones. But see, they can't conceive that, because then they would have to step back and go, whoa, I am undone. I fear you, Lord. What is wrong with me? How can I be so stupid? How can I be so ignorant to your ways? How? And so then they have to, but see, they have to get to that place, you guys. But Jesus is saying, whoa. 1 Chronicles 16, 20 through 22. When they had went from, and I'll explain to you why the Lord added communion in there. And I'm going to explain that to you in a minute. When, 1 Chronicles 16, 20 through 22. When they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings on their for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. And so there is a certain protection. And if you're living the way you're supposed to in Christ, you will have a specific protection. And then this is where the reckoning and the recompense come in. And we must pray for our enemies, you guys, literally, because there is, and I like the way that there's several people that have said it, a couple of ministry friends, sorry, the dry air, you guys, but if it needs to blow on me, because I'm going to die. A couple of friends of mine that have ministries also, they'll make the comment that there's those that are unkillable. And so there's a special protection on certain ones, a certain group of people, the end time remnant. The devil can do whatever he can. He can throw it at them, but he can't take their life until Jesus says it's time for them to go, because he's the author of life and death. He's the author, guys. Sometimes we don't want to see it that way, so we fight for things we shouldn't be fighting for. He's the author. Okay. And so at that time, there was things going on, and the Lord was like, when you go here and you do that, wherever you go, whatever you do, there's going to be a special protection upon you to do all that I've called you to do. And there's going to be those that are going to be made to know, do not mess with my anointed ones. Do not do my prophets any harm. And so this is for everyone who's truly living it, you guys. There is a recompense. We're in it. It is not coming. We are in it. The shaking of the enemies of God. They're an enemy of God first before they're an enemy to us. We're the target, but they're actually targeting the Jesus in us. And what's sad is they don't know. They don't even know they're doing it. They don't even know that they're working for Satan. And that's why the spirit of religion and Jezebel will literally destroy people, because it deceives them, and they live an entire life thinking they're a Christian, and they're not even serving Jesus. They're serving the devil. But God always wants to give everybody an opportunity for salvation, you guys. That has to be our first heart in everything. And so something that the Lord has been having me do this last little short while, in preparation for different things that are coming, and just getting ready for things and different things he's having me do, rearrange. I'm pruning things off, all that stuff. I love it, you guys. I don't want anything that ain't him. So, but one thing he's recently had me do, because I know that the Lord was telling me, Liberty, it's very close. It's like at the door of the shaking of your enemies. And that means that you're about to hear news, you're about to see things and hear things that are going to break your heart, but it's necessary, because I've got to bring them to salvation. I have to bring them to the end of themselves so they can actually get saved and, you know, turn their behavior around. And so the shaking of your enemies is got to happen. And he said, it's for all of us, you guys, the body of Christ, not just me. And so I said, okay, God, tell me what I need to be preparing. And so what I've personally been doing, you don't have to do this, but I did talk to my students about it, and my mentorship. I believe And my instructors, my year two instructors. But he told me to set aside a certain amount of time to sit with my sons and just pour into them. And, we're going through a couple of books together. We're going through Proverbs together, daily. And I'm pouring into them. I'm doing a next level discipleship with them just as a family. And the Lord said, Liberty, do this. And then he's having us do communion every day together. And he said, Liberty, I want you to do communion on behalf of your enemies and declare their salvation, that they will come to know the body and the blood. And we cannot stand in for them, you guys, but we can, as a prophetic act, take communion and pray for the salvation of our enemies. And so that's what we did. And I explained to my sons, I said, this is what the Lord is saying. We've got to pray for our enemies. Because at the end of the day, you guys, it breaks our hearts. If you truly love Jesus, you know him, you serve him, he's the love of your life, you want to live like him, it should break your heart to know that someone could have positioned themselves to get shaken to death and not find Christ. That literally breaks my heart. And so I talked to them about, you know, praying for their enemies. Pray for them. Pray that they will receive Christ. Pray that the spirit of salvation would be poured out over their homes. That and we just basically sent the spirit of salvation to go sick them. Sick them, Holy Ghost. Get them. Get them saved before it's too late. And before, I don't even know, you guys. I don't know what he's going to allow. You need to know, the God of the Bible is not all lovey-dovey the way we see love. Sometimes we see love as letting everybody do what they want. Oh, there's no rules. There's no, you know, no, there is. He's only going to put up with so much. And he's going to cut you off because you're going too far. And if you have been guilty of being an enemy of God's anointed ones and his prophets, you better repent now. And you better mean it. That's the thing. He knows if you mean it or not. You better mean it. And you need to get yourself back on track. Get those spirits off of you that are causing you to live it, going in that direction and thinking you're a Christian. And, because you're actually not really saved. But then there's those that are not saved and they know what they're doing, but we want them saved, you guys. We want them to come to the knowledge of Christ. And it's very important. So I'm going to recommend that every one of you take time to stop and take communion. I can feel the glory, you guys. I got to keep putting the air on me, but it's drying my throat out. But the glory gets going and then I start sweating to death. It's cool. When I preach and then I'm praying, when I prophesy, it's really bad. And then when I'm laying hands on people, I'm like, it's like draining down my back from the back of my neck. It's like a lot. So, I need like a permanent fan to go with me everywhere. Like when I'm ministering to people, it's always been like that when the glory gets going. And so some people freeze. I do not freeze. I sweat to death. So, but take communion on behalf of your enemies. If you need to, make a list. If your children have been made known or they've been inflicted by these enemies, they've been on the receiving end also. My sons have, because I've been in ministry their entire lives. So they've had to hear it. They've had to see it. Unfortunately, it can't all be hidden from them. And so I felt it was important that me and my sons did it together. We stood in and did communion on behalf of our enemies together. We prayed for our enemies together. And that they understand our position as true Christ followers is to want to see them saved. First and foremost, for Jesus and the spirit of salvation to invade their homes. That's what we want to see. not because we want to be owed something, we want to get an apology. No, because we don't want them going to hell. Hell is real. I said it. Hell is real, y'all. And so we don't want them going there. And so we have to make sure, you guys, I got all kinds of crazy things going on. Okay. We have to make sure that we're on the right side of what God's doing, because we don't want to then be seen as an enemy of Christ himself by not being Christ-like. I could go super deep with it, you guys. Our hearts need to be pure and right in all that we're doing. Pray for your enemies. Pray for their salvation. And I'm going to recommend you do what we did. Take communion on behalf of your enemies and see God work. Most of all, them get saved before God allows something as a part of the shaking. They need to find true salvation. Okay, so and then these are the other verses that the Lord gave me to give you guys a visual of the reckoning and what he's trying to do. Isaiah 2:12, which is funny because the date I received this word was 2/12/23. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Now, first and foremost, this goes many ways. Number one, it can be a rod for the wannabe body of Christ who's not really doing it, and he's saying, get it together, because otherwise I never knew you, okay? But then there's the other side of it where he's like, all these people who have called themselves Christians or are not Christians, and they've brought themselves above Christ, the Christ in us, they've raised themselves to a higher level. They think they're above us. They're all high and lofty. They think they're something. They're about to be brought low. That's the reckoning. But at the same time, you guys, we don't kick people when they're down. We pray for them. We don't kick people when they're struggling. We pray for them. We pray for them. If I say it again, we pray for them. We pray for them. Okay? If you are truly a Christ follower, then when you see things happening to your enemies, because I know this sounds bad, but they deserve it. It's what's coming. You reap what you sow. It's biblical. We don't add to it by, yeah, let's kick them while they're down. Woohoo! No. Pray for their salvation and say, oh man, Lord, that they may find you when you bring them low. The same way I found you when you brought me low. Oh, that you would let them find you, Lord, the true you. Amen. And so what I have and what's in me, I want for everybody. Amen. Okay. Daniel 4:37 was the other verse he gave me. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, this is such a full circle picture. And this is what we want to see, guys. I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth and his ways are justice. And those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. And so when Nebuchadnezzar said this, this was after he lost his mind, because he was raising himself up above God. So he lost his mind. And when he got his mind back and he got a grip, he praised the Lord. He lifted the Lord above himself and he saw the light. And then he was like, whoa. Then now Nebuchadnezzar was like, oh man, whoa. Woe is me. Woe to the God who will bring you low. Oh man, woe. Woe to the Judases. Woe to those who would betray. Woe. Woe, woe, woe. And so I'm going to end this word by telling you. Number one, the reckoning is upon our enemies, and I'm just saying it how it is. The shaking is already happening. You're going to see death, destruction, plagues, ugliness. People reap what they sow, you guys. It is biblical. It is biblical. It is in the Word. And so, he not wants you to be ready to be unshakable. So with my sons, besides us taking communion and doing the things he's told me to do, because he pre-warned me, he's like, Liberty, the shaking upon your enemies is here. You and your sons need to get ready for things that are happening, news that's coming, stuff that it, get ready. Guard your hearts, Liberty. Guard your heart. And so I'm like, okay. And so the books we're going through is for me to build up their spirit, to pour into them, to be even more unshakable when they have to hear things about people that they love. We don't like it, you guys. We don't like it. And so we've already had a couple of shakable things happen and news that came. And me and my sons have had a great time just sitting with the Lord and talking through it. But that's why we're going through the books together, because that's for me to pour into them more unshakable. They've been watching this their whole lives because I've always done ministry since I was like 20 years old. And I've always been a pastor or a leader of some kind, you know, so there's always been this kind of stuff. But we're coming to the true shaking of our enemies, you guys, and I want them ready. I want their hearts guarded. I want them to remain unshakable, to keep going and not looking back. And don't look back. Run and don't look back. And so you prepare your family, prepare your children. Be careful how you talk to your younger children, but if your children are older, like young adults or teenagers, have real conversations with them. Have them participate with taking communion with you to pray for your enemies. Do it, you guys. Do it. We have to be on the right side of all that God's doing. Always. Our heart has to be right. We have to be pure in our motives. And I'm just letting you know, it is here. It is here. God does not want you to be shaken. He needs you to guard your heart. So this is what I'm going to leave you with. Guard your heart. Cover yourself in the blood every single day. Bind, make sure your house is anointed. Like, keep out the noise. Keep out the negativity. Do whatever you have to do to position yourself to remain unshakable, because he's going to need you to be unshakable, because stuff is coming, you guys. And that is not to freak anybody out or to make, it's real. It's Bible stuff that is hard to see. It was hard to watch COVID. Anyone who's been through stuff that would be called a plague, it's hard to watch, you guys. But the Lord is saying it must come. Recompense and reckoning is a part of our recovery process. But we have to believe salvation's going to come to our enemies while we receive our recovery. Amen. It's two-sided. And so, Lord, let's just lift up our enemies right now together. And I want you to just be ready to be unshakable and guard your hearts, you guys. I've been telling my sons for 3 months. I remind them, guard your heart. Pay attention. Cover yourself in the blood. You know, make sure you're not doing any, like you're not shortchanging God at all, because we're very big on our prayer time and our devotion every morning and all that. And I was like, stay ready. You have to stay ready. And so, but Lord, we just lift up our enemies to you. And Lord, we pray for every person who has made themselves an enemy of the cross, not just an enemy of us physically, even if they have become a physical enemy, but they've become an enemy of the God who lives in us, Lord. And Lord, we pray for their salvation. Lord, we release the spirit of salvation to go fill the home of every person who has made themselves an enemy of you, the you that lives in us. Lord, we just declare salvation over their homes. We release your glory, your kingdom, your deliverance to flood their homes and invade them, Lord, like never before, that they may know you and that they may find you before it's too late, Lord. God, we ask you to show them the light. Remove the blinders. Open their eyes and ears. to hear you and to see you before it's too late. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, because we thank you even when we hear bad news. We thank you even when we see bad things happening. But we thank you, Lord, no matter what. And we thank you for the salvations that are going to come from our prayers and our faithfulness to pray for our enemies. And Lord, we will take communion on their behalf, and we will stand in the gap and declare salvation over their souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, I love you. I'm going to go by prophecy now. Podcast listeners, you guys, if you want to give to Pakistan, you can go to the website. You can send a check to the ministry. All that stuff's on our website, spiritmove.global. We have $110,000 to raise, and we have until the first part of October to raise it. And it seems like really short, but it's not. Jesus can do it in a day. I've had him do it in a day. And then I had money left over to go to the next international trip. And it just keeps going, you guys. And I trust him with that. But if you would like to give to help us accomplish what God's told us to do in Pakistan, we would love for you to partner and sow a seed. And honestly, this is the best season to do it. Whether you sow to me, to someone else, to Israel, this is the best time to do it. Today is 8:18. Sow a seed, pray for your enemies, take communion on their behalf. Ready yourself, guard your heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.